Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 099-T.
I'm having trouble. Oh, here he comes. Larry, are you back? Hello?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
I will try once again here, see if I can get him. Sorry about that, folks. I guess it's the way it goes these days. When the, I don't know what you would call it. I think it's censorship, basically. And I don't know what else you can call it. They don't want us getting there. And call failed, was not answered. Let me try him again. Okay, let's see if it's coming in. Okay, let me try this one.
Oh, here.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Finally, I don't know what happened.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear a phone ringing is all I hear.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
I'm glad to have you on again. I got thrown out three times out of Blog Talk Radio, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think a lot of this is not only just glitches, but I think they're after us. You know, it's just too much of this stuff going on all over the place now. And I was listening to Cliff High and how they are bumping just about everybody, including marketers, off YouTube. They're demonetizing everybody. So people that were attempting to make their living on YouTube selling products, doesn't matter what you sell, they're just kicking them off left and right. And this is, of course, part of Google and part of the CIA and just part of their way to get rid of everybody. And you know, the American people just sound asleep, don't seem to care one way or the other. And what do you say? It's the way it is, I guess. Where do you want to start?
Yeah.
Well, let's go with this vision go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention, I guess we already started with censorship because that's exactly what's being played out here. And I was just going to mention and get your opinion. There seems to be some very strange maneuverings and goings on in the Trump administration, which involves the deep state government. And it appears the wheels are coming off the train, so to speak. I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on.
Well, I think, you know, a long time ago I mentioned when you watch Trump, watch who he brings in around him. And very unfortunately, he brought in some of the big bankers. He brought in some of the globalists that are absolutely globalists. And I think maybe they are steering him in the wrong direction. I know that a lot of people now are kind of abandoning him and declaring he was just like any other politician. I'm not so sure that that's correct. But I do think that the Lord obviously put him in office. The only question we have is why and how long. And what is his what's his duty? Let's put it that way, in the Lord's eyes. And as you have said, and I believe it, he is a Cyrus, and he is here to destroy Babylon through chaos and whatnot. But he's also here to Israel up for the final, I don't know what you would call it, the final battle, as they moved the embassy over and as they put up the temple, be it a real temple or David's tabernacle. It can be either one, technically speaking. What do you think? I think that's where it's at.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Stuart. I think you're hitting the nail on the head, because we have no doubt, because of witnesses of all kinds, including the Torah codes and the bots and other things, that he is a type of Cyrus, the Persian king. And at the same time, you know, I'd shared that the Lord had told me that Trump was judgment, and he's absolutely judgment to the deep state, the governance of America, the ability of America, how it's always been governed by the rich men. And he jumped into that and began pulling the plug. And so the swamp is beginning to appear to drain somewhat. But I wanted to run something else by you and get your opinion, too. I know you haven't seen the finale of Homeland. And Homeland, of course, is a television series. And I wasn't going to talk about this quick, but it goes to what you were saying. What's so interesting is the finale, and this was written some time ago. They filmed it. They had it ready before the election ever. It was supposed to play before the election, and they would not let it play. It was blocked for a year almost before the election. And then as soon as the election basically was over, they let Homeland begin to play. And the finale, season six finale, which was Sunday night, last night, they had on the desk of this new president, and I'm talking about stuff that was prior, that was already known on the desk of this president that they were trying to assassinate and get rid of and keep out of office, was a booklet with the seal of the president on it, and under that it said America First. And I thought they knew that way back when, before they ever really did the movie, and they put it into the movie, and this whole movie has been nothing other than what we have been watching since Trump was elected. It's all about the protesters to a great degree. It's about the deep state, CIA, NSA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, trying to dethrone the new president, trying to keep the president out of office, trying to delegitimize the president's new team. I mean, it is just phenomenal how close to what we're seeing play out in real life in Washington, D.C. today and in America. It's the very same theme they had written this movie about and were held back from showing it. And what do you think about that?
Well, that would tend to confirm what this Secret Service agent, if you remember, told some lady whom he knew. I think she was working at some place where Secret Service agents frequent. And he told her that this fellow Trump had been selected back in 2013 by the rich men of the earth to run for president. And so that sort of confirms in a way that they already knew what was coming. And, of course, you and I both know that Hollywood has deep links to deep state, because a lot of their movies are really just revelations of what they're going to do next or what's coming next, kind of like the movie Deep Impact. And they know there's going to be a hit, and they know it's either a comet or an asteroid, but they know it. And so they put it into movies so that people see it, and then they can say, well, we warned you. You just weren't smart enough to figure out that it was a real warning. So that might be what this is all about. And Trump may or may not even be complicit in it. The deep state is extremely powerful. They're globalists. They've been entrenched for years and years and years. So I guess we have to wait and see. Now, in the next season in Homeland, you said something about they were going to be rounding up some of these deep state people.
This started at during the finale. In other words, what happened, the new president, this guy, named in the movie, Peter Quinn, saved her life and Kerry's life, which was an ex-CIA operative. And they saved the president's life during the assassination that the deep state was pulling on the incoming president. And so she was not killed. Peter Quinn was killed. But then, this is what's interesting, 2 months after, and I believe that was the time frame, 2 months after the attempted assassination and she was the president of the United States, they began a secret roundup of all deep state, all the deep state leadership, those that had come against them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this roundup began at the end of this season, right after the president was in office about 2 months, a secret roundup started. So I thought, well, that's phenomenal. That's how the show ended.
So 2 months from the time it ended would be May, June that this would start, if that's what they're paralleling. And, you know, we do have that concept of Esther, Mordecai, and Haman, and how all of that worked. And the gallows was reserved for the Jewish people, but other people ended up on them. And that may be exactly what this FEMA camp thing is. Unless something comes in that's different that we don't know about. I mean, the Lord has his plans. We just don't know exactly what they are. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree totally with you. And, you know, I know you and I have warned the people before that they need to really prepare for some unknown times ahead. I mean, you know, we're entering into a time frame that, you know, when we spoke on the last show about, and you gave a recitation of things people needed to pick up and put in their little go bag or their little closet or whatever to last a few days or a few weeks, et cetera, et cetera. And people need to really heed that because we're in an unknown. And of course, if we pivot over later to wartime, this is a very serious time that we're living in and a very unknown. You know, like you said, people could wake up the next morning and we'd be at war.
Yes. In fact, it's looking more and more and more like the neocons are now in power, or at least are swaying Trump. And I was listening to an Alex Jones thing that he did where they proved in the last, they use, you know, this is the thing that really bothers me, Larry. They have, they show all these pictures of these young babies and children, all right, to whip up everybody's emotions. And then the next thing you hear, the next bit of it is the drumbeat of war. Let's go to war. Let's nuke them. Let's go get them. Okay, so we have pictures of maybe 20 kids and babies, and now we're going to start a world war and kill off millions of them? I mean, am I missing something here? I think what we have in Washington are totally insane neocons bent on World War III to bring in their new world order. And I guess, you know, it's coming. I just don't see not. And that brings us to a vision of a young boy. Could you elaborate on that vision of this young boy a little bit for the people?
Well, that was very interesting because of the fact that I've shared with, Augusto Perez and talked about, you know, some experiences he's had dealing with the coming incredible demonic entities that are going to arrive on the planet. And I didn't realize it, but after this near-death experience came out, the YouTube that I sent you a copy of, you know, Stan Deo actually did a post and said he had also seen the same things and had actually entered that in his last version where he had rewrote a little bit of his Cosmic Conspiracy, I believe was the name of it, and they include that. And what was so interesting, Stuart, was the mother of this boy actually did this in the memory of Jeremy, it says, one last mission, which was his last mission. And his near-death experience, he was a boy that was taken to heaven visited with Jesus and was shown the future, and Jesus told him that there was no way around it, that World War III was coming, and told him to go back and warn people, but also showed him the boy, in his own words, called the War of the Alien Demon Creatures. He said it's the War of the Alien Demon Creatures. And people that hadn't heard this should listen to this information, because it's not just me, it's not just you, it's not just Stan Dale and Augusto Perez and this boy and others saying it. There's a number of people that knows that not only as bad as World War III will be, this war with the alien demonic creatures that arrive is going to be phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, you shared a quick dream with me about a giant spider's leg, and I thought, wow, sounds like the mist. You want to share that?
Yeah, I was in the office here, and it was daytime, and this was a dream I had, and all of a sudden I see this big hairy leg slam down just outside the window. And I knew instantly that it was a spider, a giant spider. And, it kind of spooks you because, something that big. I mean, the leg was like a foot in diameter. And it was just one leg. So it obviously was very, very huge. And I often wondered, well, is that the Lord telling me that these things really are real and they are going to come to pass? And, this attack by the demonic hordes, I mean, that, I believe, is fully biblical. That's probably the arrival. And I think the human race is in serious trouble, and we have abandoned the Bible. We have inherited all the curses of Deuteronomy chapter 28, except for the final one, which is the demise of the United States totally, because the Bible says in Deuteronomy, and it's basically monetary at that point, along with a whole bunch of other curses, of course, but these curses remain until thou art destroyed, is what it says. So we've inherited these, and all you have to do is look around at who spends money on what, and Halloween outspends Christmas. So, I mean, that alone is kind of a statement, I think, as to where the American people are. But, getting back to this attack by demons, remember we got lots of movies about this now coming out. Remember Cloverfield? Then was The Fight for L.A., and then there was Super 8. And all of these types of movies about these entities that invade. Of course, in the movies, we always win. But in reality, I think we lose. What do you think?
it's some real warnings. But one of the things we had brought up about the boy, though, that he was shown, and this little boy, he only lived 3 years after he had come back to life. From his trip to see Jesus, and he warned about World War III, and that was he was very serious about that. Matter of fact, he asked the Lord. He said, "Well, what about my mother in World War III? How will she be?" And the Lord told him that she would be in heaven at that time when World War III started. She wouldn't be on planet Earth. So, he was very concerned, and he only lived 3 years longer, and then he passed away. And his mother actually did the video. I don't know when that actually came out, but it's the last few months, I think, or this year. But we're having a lot of this. There's been a number of witnesses to where we're going. And as a matter of fact, Stuart, I've never heard so much warnings of an Isaiah 17 that may be building towards a crescendo. And matter of fact, I don't know if you knew it, Stuart, but Assad contacted Israel and has now threatened Israel, if there's any more airstrikes of any kind or any strikes against Syria, Assad says that he will fire his Syrian missiles into Israel. So now we know why Israel was preparing so hard, getting ready for missile attacks.
So what we're watching, it appears to be an Armageddon script. Let's see, who has, let me go down here and scroll along about who's doing what. Iran issues a warning to the United States and Israel. Syria issues a warning to Israel. North Korea issues warnings to the U.S. and Japan about a merciless attack. China has issued several warnings to Taiwan to come under the Chinese rule, basically, or else. So we have all these kind of rhetoric that is World War III rhetoric, really. So did the neocons trick Trump into starting World War III?
Well, that's,
he's
that's
threatened to go
possible.
Back in again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly that is certainly possible. And one of the reports that came out today was that there was an ISIS attack, and this is from Stan Dale's website, ISIS attacks on U.S.-led base in southern Syria. And it also had a side note that said Assad was now using white phosphorus bombs in some of his bombing raids, which is that's not good stuff either. So, you know, and you've got Assad now threatening that if he gets struck again, he's going to strike Israel. You know, that's kind of like Saddam Hussein did. Remember when he said if we attacked him, he would fire on Israel, and he did, actually. But at the same time, we've got – I'd like your opinion on this. This seems really strange. All of a sudden, you've got the McCains, and you've got all the people that are – that are calling for war and have been for some time, and all the drum beats on let's attack Russia, all of a sudden now, after this strike against Syria and their so-called chemical attack, which there are rumors in the background that was a false flag, but, you know, whatever
yes,
that
it is.
Means.
No.
But at the same time, today, I don't know if you've heard the news today on Fox, but they're spreading the story on the Internet and on the news feeds that somehow Russia had prior knowledge of the Syrian gas attack or chemical weapons attack, you know, against that city near Homs,
mm-hmm.
and that
mm-hmm.
Russia even sent a drone over to check the hospital where all the victims were going, and then Syria fired missiles at the hospital or attacked the hospital. So now they're claiming that it's not good enough just to fire on Syria. We need to do a bigger job and include Russia, too, because Russia was complicit. Now, what does that not sound like trying to start a war, Stuart?
Yeah, they've been trying to start a war right along, and this is what this whole Russia-Trump thing was about. And when that didn't work, well, now they have to launch this false flag, and I think there's no question. Assad would never have done that. He was already winning the war. In fact, he was very close to winning it. Why would he pull something like that to get the entire world up in arms? It doesn't make any sense whatever, but it does make a lot of sense if you talk about the deep state and how they have wanted a war. And Syria is the, the trigger for the war with Russia. They want to pull Putin into this thing. Now, I was reading an article about how Putin and the military have said that they think they can take out most of Europe in about 2 weeks. I think we're playing with the wrong people, and particularly with Putin. He's been kind of sitting back there. There's no way that, in my mind, that Assad would have done this. You know, they had this chemical attack some time ago. What was it, four years ago? They proved conclusively it was ISIS that did it. I presume that it's ISIS that did this one because there's a reason for it. Start a war.
Well,
they want a war. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, interestingly, recently, they are now beginning to reveal evidence. Remember Benghazi? They're now revealing evidence that Hillary Clinton gave some of the Libyan gas materials to ISIS.
Yes, she did. They've proven it, I guess. why don't the people wake up to what's going on? I mean, do they really want a war? Are the American people so dumb that they want to be crawling over, radioactive wasteland with all of their kids dead? I don't understand this at all. I mean, this is like the, as the Book of Enoch says, that the demons come out of the people and cause them basically to go insane. And I'm beginning to think that this is exactly what's happening. Because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's no logic to any of this anymore.
No, you're exactly
right.
I think you're exactly right. I think there is an insanity that's going on because of the fact that, like you said, Assad, he had just received a stamp of approval basically from the Trump administration when they said no longer was he a priority in removing from his from Syria. They wasn't even going to go after him anymore. But then remember, then they had the gas attack, and remember where all of, the last few days, all of the data given Trump to bring on an attack against Syria was from,
yep.
I mean, it makes you want to say, hello?
I don't think people realize, to me, deep state is not just Barack Obama and his little army. I'm thinking more that it's NSA, CIA, and we can wrap it all up as Illuminati globally, and it dovetails right into Psalm 2. The kings and rulers of the earth gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed, and that is the overall mission plan, is to create chaos so that they can bring in their new world order and the rise of Antichrist, whoever he is. And remember I told you I had a dream where 5-7, and I can't remember what the proof was, but in the dream, and I'm not asking anybody to believe it came from the Lord, it's probably my overactive imagination, but in that dream, we had absolute proof that 5777, the year, 2017, was the year of big change, that everything was going to come down that set the stage for the emergence of Antichrist. And in that dream somewhere, Al Gore came into the picture. And I got an email from somebody. It's kind of interesting. It says, R.E., that dream you had with Al Gore in it, were you aware some other individual had a dream about him as well? I cannot locate that dream or vision at the moment, but in their dream, I believe they said he was the Antichrist. It was a few years back. Well, somebody sent me a huge report on Al Gore, and it just at the end of it, they just said, keep your eyes on Al Gore. Now, I don't know what role he plays, if he plays Antichrist or comes back as a president or Barack Obama does. I got a feeling we're all going to know when the smoke clears from World War III, if we survived it and we're not taken out of here, we're going to find out real quick who's what. And I don't think Trump is part of this. I do not believe he's the Antichrist. I believe he's here, as you have said, as a Cyrus. And when his duty or mission is over, he will simply be removed, and somebody else is going to take over, whoever that is. Really kind of weird, though, isn't it?
Well, I do know, Stuart, that a friend of mine, Professor Tom Mack from Colorado, he recently did a new Bible code. He does Bible codes on his own, and I think he's been on a few radio shows recently with a new assassination code involving Donald Trump, and I think I sent you a copy of that. I believe that Al Gore's name was in that code, which is really strange.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. You'd have to look at it. I don't know if you've got a copy on your computer or not.
No,
but
I don't have it right in front of me, no. I'd have to dig it out, but I will definitely take a look at that. There's something here about Al Gore. He is an environmentalist, totally. I mean, he is deep, deep, deep into this stuff. And I don't know if that means anything, but if we start going down into a war, I mean, people are going to get sick of this. You know, it's one thing to talk about war, and you send your little kids off to school. Another thing when it comes home to the United States, and remember, Putin did say, you want to start a war? It's going to be on your soil. Remember that?
Well,
I will bring it to you. I will bring it to you, he said. So
well, what's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention and bring up something we had talked about or mentioned on a previous show one time. You remember, I think it was Ed Dames in his book that I had got a copy of and read it. And anyway, he talked about how that America a number of times had decided to preempt, do an actually nuclear preemptive attack against Russia every single time they were prevented by other than normal means. In other words, some type of UFO or supernatural means stopped them every single time. So I would think, you know, if that occurred a number of times, if I was the people planning a preemptive strike on Russia, I would double check my figures.
Well, that's what happened to Dick Cheney. He wanted to attack Iran, if you recall. And there was a lady, I believe, in either Vermont or New Hampshire that was told by the Lord. She emailed me on it. And she said that Dick Cheney was going to try again and again and again to attack Iran, but the Lord was not going to let it happen. And lo and behold, every time he attempted it, something went wrong. You probably remember the nukes being moved out of North Dakota, and they kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Nobody knew where they went. Well, then
yes,
they had
right.
a B-2 crash off Diego Garcia, the island out there that we're based on, B-2 bomber crashed. And he admitted later that he was very frustrated because he just couldn't get it to work. And, of course, they don't realize the hand of the Lord is on all this. For some reason, they just have abandoned that concept that there really is a Lord. He really is got his hand on it, like he says in Isaiah, I have proposed, I'm going to do it, I have my agenda, nobody's going to stop me. And I think that's what we're watching play out right now. The Lord's agenda is being played out for the final phase of man's probation here. We're about to go under, and I just don't understand why people don't believe any of this, I guess. Maybe that's the word. I mean, people just do not, for whatever reason, believe that humanity is fallen, that there is something wrong with all of us, something really wrong. Hence, we have police, as you were a police officer. Why do we need police if the heart of man is so good? Because it isn't. You know? Why do we have wars? Why do we have rumors of war? Why do we have all these weapons if man's so good? It's because we are a fallen race, and we are classified as the enemy of God because of it. That's why Satan is called the God of this world, the prince and the power of the air. And people just for whatever reason cannot stand that concept. Well, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, that attitude. Well, not according to the Bible, I guess. Maybe that's why the Armageddon script is being worked out now. Maybe we should go over that a little bit. North Korea, they have been threatening South Korea too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
at the moment, you know, we've got the carrier fleet that is approaching the Korean Peninsula.
of course, China's having
right.
a fit, and Kim's having a fit, and he's warning he may have to turn loose his artillery against Seoul, which is really within easy range. Seoul is way too close to North Korea. They won't last. And, of course, he's threatening Japan. And, you know, they say that he's got his nuke ready for this explosion. They say he's actually pulled all the vehicles away from the site, so they know it's ready to go. But they're also worried about missile launches at the same time. And they've got a new holiday coming up, a Korean holiday, where, you know, they fire missiles and blow off nukes. And so here we are with a fleet out there to try to stop it possibly. And that reminded me a lot of what you said, the Armageddon script. All of this stuff seems scripted, and everybody has gotten ready for it. They prepared, it seems. Even Israel.
Yeah,
Israel.
I mean, The war drums are just beating louder and louder and louder everywhere. Everybody's threatening everybody else. It's like it's getting out of control. It's like demons are coming out, and they're the ones who are going to gain. I mean, after all, Satan hates humanity. They came in here. Humanity was brought in by the Lord to take over the earth, which Satan had before. Obviously, he's extremely upset over that concept. And so his entire thing for the last 6,000 years of humanity, or however long anybody wants to argue that, he's done nothing but destroy humanity. That's his goal, destroy the whole thing. Get them to worship him first, then kill them all, I suppose. Kind of like the Marine Corps. You know, kill them all and don't ask questions. But talking about North Korea, there's something going on with China. Did you see that article on China is now moving 150,000 troops to the border of North Korea?
I heard that today, that Fox was talking about those troop movements. Yeah.
So why would China move 150,000 troops to the border if all we're going to do is maybe either assassinate Kim or cruise missile the capital? What would your take be on why they would have that many troops and rush them to the border?
Well,
you don't suppose. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that the excuse that China is using for that massive amount of troop movement is saying they're securing their border along with North Korea so that refugees doesn't flood into China from North Korea when war starts. Now, you know, there you go again. We've had a lot of rhetoric, but that's the excuse they're using. And what's the real purpose? I don't know.
Could it be that if we attack and remove Kim and that leadership, that China could simply move in and take over? And it'd be a one
very
China
possible.
Like Taiwan?
That's very possible.
I mean, you're moving a lot of troops, 150,000 troops. Think of the logistics required for that. Anyway, then we also, under the Armageddon strip, trouble in the Balkans. That's begun. Trouble in the Middle East. That's definitely begun. We got Syria, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. We have Israel on high alert. You mentioned that Russia is moving attack ships to intercept any American attempts to attack Syria. And did not Putin issue a warning to the United States? You will be in a war if you attack again.
Well, they were saying, yeah, Russia was giving a warning that we were about one missile away from going to war. And at the same time, what's not being told is not only is Russia moving ships up into the Mediterranean region off of Tartus and off of Syria, but they've also now begun a fleet movement of Russian ships into the North Atlantic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was one. You remember, you remember Henry Gruber's vision years and years and years ago. He was shown a vision. He said when they come out of Murmansk or out into the North Atlantic, watch out.
Yep.
When the Russians come out of that region.
Yep. I do remember that. And that was a prelude. In fact, he was shown World War III, wasn't he? He was shown how America was taken out,
yeah.
If I remember right. Wow. So Russia has already issued then warnings. What the American people fail to realize is, I think, and I'll repeat it, I did last time, Russia has been invited by Assad, who is the king of Syria, whether anybody likes it or not. It is a sovereign nation who issued an invitation to Putin. Yes, come in and help me. And so therefore, the Russian military has every right to be there. We don't have any right to be there. So I'm not sure exactly how the Lord is going to look upon all of this. When you go into Habakkuk, it talks about this very thing, about how we stir up all kinds of trouble all over the world, and it's deep state doing it, and he takes a very dim view of it. And I guess I can understand why, but it just seems like this whole thing is coming apart.
Yeah, and I was just going to add a couple of things into your Armageddon script. Egypt, by the way, they just had ISIS bombings, against the Coptic Christians there in Egypt, and they have a brand new base now set up. It's Egypt's biggest air base, and they're set up for an all-out war on ISIS forces in the region. And, of course, Egypt is operating under a state of emergency at the moment. Now, at the same time, Debka File is reporting out of Israel today that Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah have set up a joint command operations center in Syria. And this happened after the U.S. attack on the Syrian air base. And usually a lot of these command centers are set up around Damascus. So, again, one more time, it seems like a lot of command and control of terrorist groups and other forces is set up around Damascus. So Damascus in a war would be a very, very, I guess you'd say, high-quality target for that whole region. Take out Damascus and you almost take out all your enemies.
Yeah, at least then. If Isaiah 17 were to occur, and Israel is well known for their preemptive attacks, then Iran goes forth, so that would be Daniel chapter 8. And then when the smoke clears and everything kind of settles down, probably that's when the Ezekiel 38-39 war actually begins. Because Russia has treaties with all those people. I believe it's treaties and the hand of the Lord, obviously, that brings Russia down to do their dirty work. And the fight is on, and America goes down in the history books, soon forgotten, probably. And that brings us into something I wanted to bring up. And if you got something else to bring up, that's go ahead. The 411, the 411 mystery, April 11th. A lot of people probably don't realize that on 411 in 2014, it was exactly 1,260 days to 9/23/2017. I find that a little more than just coincidental.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, and I need your help on this one, what was the 411? Remember the two comets that passed over the head of Satan, one in 1996, and I believe that was Hyakutake, the comet, and then in 1997, Hale-Bopp, and they formed a perfect cross right over the head of the star of Satan, the head of Satan, marking in the heavens April 11th as obviously some sort of a key date. And I've often wondered, how does all this work? Well, it's very, very interesting that on 4/11/2014, it was exactly 120 days to the Tu B'Av love feast of Israel. A lot of the rabbis don't pay any attention to it, but it's like our Valentine's Day. It's when the brides are selected out. Remember the girls all dress in white and they go out and dance in the fields? And the boys come and select their love. So that almost points to, and yet 4 months comes the harvest, because that's what Jesus said in one of his talks. He said that it was going to be 4 months to the harvest. Well, that would tend to be a kind of a warning sign that something's coming up. Now, in 2014, Passover was on 4/11, and it was a full moon. 2017 Passover is also on 4/11, and it's a full moon. So what are we being told? And then we had, remember, the four blood red moons came and went. I always thought they were just bookends to warn Israel about the Lord's feast, from Passover to Tabernacles, and he did it twice. Kind of a verily, verily, I'm saying to you, Israel, you better get ready, because we're going back to the feast days, and we're going back to the Abrahamic, Davidic, and Palestinian covenants. So get ready, because I'm about to shift away from the church and the church age, and I'm going into you guys next, because I'm going to take up these covenants once again. What do you think? I mean, it seems odd to me.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And, of course, 4/11, it begins, I guess, tonight over in Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, we're only hours away from 4/11 there. So that's very interesting. I guess we just need to watch. I do know that Israel has closed their border, their northern border, because of threats.
Oh, really?
For Passover. Yeah, they've got terroristic threats for Passover, and so they've closed their border, which is unusual.
Wow. So now we are entering into these feast days on 5/7/7/7, and we have parallels that go all the way back to 2014. So are we being told something, do you think? You can speculate all you want, but it just seems that there's something really strange going on in the heavens, marking out, get ready. What do you think?
Oh, I think those signs are an alert. It's a warning. And, we really need to keep, a good eye out. There's a lot of changes. I mean, all around the world, it's just not America. There's changes all over this whole planet going on right now. The bad weather's covering a lot of it up, but there are changes occurring.
Yeah, and the earth changes seem to be accelerating. The volcanoes seem to be accelerating. We had a sunrise the other morning that was absolutely blood red.
Oh.
It was really kind of spooky in a way. I don't think I've ever seen a sunrise that red. Usually it's on a sunset. This was on a sunrise, and it was really weird. I got somebody wanted us to comment on the flat earth situation and wanted to discuss it a little bit. What's your take on this flat earth situation that's out there on YouTube? They keep bringing it up. They say anybody that doesn't believe it is an idiot, that is obviously the earth is flat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think? What's this about?
I think the Jews did it.
Well, I've been a pilot for most of my life, professional pilot, flying jets, so I was up there 35,000, 40,000 feet. You can see the curvature of the earth. It's very obvious. if you take water and you pour it out into drops, what does it do? It forms a circle. If you look at the sun, it's a circle. It's a globe. It forms these little globes. And all the planets are little globes. Well, then they say that NASA is just totally lying about everything. And I'm beginning to wonder, is this sort of a psyops operation from deep state? But I can't quite figure out why. I mean, a lot of people that are very intelligent have been taken in by this thing. And I can't quite figure out why, you know? What do you think? Why would they embrace something that's foolish?
Well, I do know there's some scriptures that, you know, they're like, you know, the four corners of the earth, et cetera, that might lead one to think that. However, you know, when you put your satellites out there and you turn around and view the earth by satellite, you can tell it's just simply not flat. that the planet really is round. I mean, you know, not, maybe more like a... an egg in a way, but not perfectly round, but it is round. And
yes,
I, you know, Stuart, I don't know. Maybe that fits in with things like the Mandela effect and all this other. If we had a little box in our closet of odd things, the Mandela effect would certainly fit into that, and maybe the flat Earth fits into that also. But I do know there are some scriptures, if you really just stick with certain scriptures. You know, there's a lot of people that just pick certain scriptures and that's their whole way of life. I mean, that's it. You believe like they do, or you're stupid. So some of us, I guess, Stuart, are a little stupid if we don't believe what they say. But I try to really use the whole, and I'll put it this way, I try to round out my scriptures and kind of have a harmony of what they really do mean, because sometimes you can read a scripture or two and what you think it said is not what it said. You have to go back and read it again and study it with the other scriptures.
Exactly. You have to have harmony from Old and New Testaments, put it together. Actually, NASA did prove that the Earth does have four corners. It's just not the way that these flat earthers are saying. The prevailing winds heap up the seas in four areas. Now, this gets very, very interesting, because you will remember where the winds stop in Revelation. What happens to the water that's been piled up? And they say this water is like 1,000 or more feet high in these four corners because of the prevailing winds do that. What happens when those winds stop and the sea begins to seek a level? I mean, I can envision a lot of tsunamis, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that would be a time you wouldn't want to live right on the coast, actually.
Well, you remember that, who was it, Dr. Doom told everybody to move away from the coastal regions because there was going to be trouble? And then not only Dr. Doom, but Cliff High and his bots. And they said that there was going to be an event, a sea event along the coastal regions. They didn't know what it was. They just called it an event. And that would tend to indicate that, people are in trouble and that are living along the coast. And they're not going to move. You know as well as I do, they're not going to move. And then the other thing that came up was a Revelation 12 star sign, and they were trying to figure out the sequence of that, whether or not, you know, somebody did some work, and I can't remember who it was, on the signs of the zodiac. And that starting, I believe, in either June or July 21st, you go all the way through to December 21st, and the signs of the zodiac are actually astronomical events that are going to occur, including, comet hit, asteroid hit, sea level problems, et cetera, et cetera. Have you noticed any uptick in volcanic activity? I haven't had a chance to look.
there seems to be more volcanic activity operating in Alaska and the Aleutians and Kamchatka off Russia at the moment. But oddly enough, the earthquake activity has been down. A matter of fact, down so drastically from what I've been watching that it appears to be what Stan Dale calls a building period that we've been in, for months now, which would mean that something big is on the way. Don't know when, but there's a building going on.
Well, I know the bots did say that there was going to be a huge event in the United States that they thought was an earthquake in 2017. And they didn't know exactly where. And you remember David Wilkinson had that vision of a huge earthquake that was covered worldwide by media for days and days and days because of the damage that it did. And he said he thought that was going to occur in an area not necessarily known for earthquakes, which could point to Minneapolis, St. Paul area, or someplace like that where it's not really known. But if a huge quake struck the New Madrid, which is known for quakes, so it might not be there, but it could be the start of the dividing of the United States. I know you had a vision where you said that when it occurred, it was just like a twig snapping, if I recall right.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, and when I had that vision, Stuart, which was years ago, I mean many years ago now, we wasn't having earthquakes really in Oklahoma, but since then, all of that has changed.
Yeah, didn't you have a vision of something like down in Broken Bow or someplace like that where a huge rift developed that you couldn't even see the bottom of it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was massive. And this was about the time after I had that vision. Remember, we started seeing the gas, methane gas, coming up around Oklahoma City and
yes.
northward of Oklahoma City. And we really had a lot of earthquakes in the last few years. And it's every day. We have earthquakes in Oklahoma now every day in that same region.
So I wonder if this is going to be part of this splitting up of the United States. And maybe it's just, you know, kind of wanders around and it's not necessarily an even straight line shift. It's a huge rift that kind of follows weak points. It's kind of like the New Madrid. They don't really know where that goes, do they? Or how extensive it is?
Yeah, they're finding out new. It's even like California. They've even found new fault line connections, between L.A. and San Diego now that they never were aware of. And they're warning out there, too. But reminds me of that 10.5 apocalypse. Remember that movie and how that U.S. began and wandered around?
Yep. Yeah, and that started out, I think, in the Dakotas or somewhere like that and worked its way all the way down to the Gulf.
Yeah.
Well, we're in for it. I mean, you can't mock God, folks. You just can't. He puts up with it for a little while, and then he decides he's just had enough. Kind of in that, I think I've just had enough. You and I have said, well, if it was up to us, we would have hit the delete button some time ago. So thank the Lord for his patience. But it's coming down to the end of things, I think. Anything else? We got about 40 seconds.
No, we've got some other stuff I was going to mention, but we'll wait for another show.
Okay. Well, how do they reach you, Larry?
Oh, the quickest way is my blog, larrywtaylor.org, larrywtaylor.org.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on and sharing everything. And, folks, join our membership site, Twilight membership site. It's loaded with stuff. And, anyway, we thank everybody for listening, and we will see you again, hopefully probably Wednesday. Good night.